Reb Chaim Friedlander, and in the past two opportunities we had to take a look at Sifsei Chaim, he had, number one, given us a new look, a new angle on the hashkafa of matzah and chametz, a new angle on the symbolism of matzah and chametz, not just chametz as evil and yetzer hara. That's one perspective. But he had given us a new perspective based on the Maharal of thinking about chametz as process versus matzah, which is a point in time. Which means that chametz captures teva and matzah captures direct neis gali. Chametz captures the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually interacts with the world, which is hanhaga tivis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually does not make himself overtly obvious to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah is a kel mastater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself and is directly involved in our lives, but through the network of Chukei HaTeva, which he himself created, that's the usual Hanhaga Tivis. Things as process and nature, and things play out in a certain way, and it takes almost a decade for Paro, Achashverosh's Seuda, to result in Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. And gradually things happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stage managing behind the scenes. And that's chametz. Matzah is the great moments. Matzah is the nisim gluyim. He developed that idea, and then he began to turn our attention, to the question of the halachas of chametz and matzah, which we've been learning in Ian also. So that works well, and the fact that the Isur chametz is for 7 days or 7 days plus. 7 1/4 days, from Chatzos Hayom of Erev Pesach all the way till the end of day 7, or obviously in Chutzlars till the end of day 8. This year happens to be one of the unique things about this year's calendar, by the way. We're focused on the fact that the beginning of Pesach is unique. It's going to be a Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a major uniqueness at the end of the Yontif, which is that for Bnei Chutzlar, it's the next Shabbos is Shmini Shal Pesach. For Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the next Shabbos is Yisru Chag, but they can't have chametz because it's Shabbos. So how are you? You can't make chametz, you can't buy chametz, you can't go to the pizza store Motzah Yom Tov, because for them Motzah Yom Tov is Lel Shabbos. It's a rare 8 days of Pesach, practically speaking, for Bnei Chutzlar. The Isser Chametz is much more extensive, even in a normal year. The Isser Chametz is a week plus, while the mitzvah of matzah, certainly the core chiyuv of matzah, is only for one night. So what's that supposed to mean? So it was the last time we had focused on beginning to think about Rabbi Gamliel, and the Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah from Arvei Pesachim, that we discuss, that we say at the end of Magen, hopefully you don't just say and recite, but that we think through. How do you relate the mitzvahs halayla? How do you relate the physical objects? They're supposed to be the halachic centerpieces. We should be zochet to Karim Pesach. And we are zochet, we have been zochet to matzah and tamar. Think about how they relate to the story, not just relate to the story, how they relate to the ideas. The Ikari Amuna that we're supposed to be learning. So we looked at last time. The matzah, the maror, that's koshi hashibud, that's pretty straightforward. Golus was painful. But we began to look at Pesach and at matzah, and Pesach not just happens to be a detail of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu implemented the Makas Bechoros, and who's posech al habatim. As we saw, it's a yesod gadol. Hashkacha pratis as opposed to hashkacha Klawis. Ashum Shapasah about to have the same Mitzrayim means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives each person what he deserves. It's not just broad brush, stuff happens. Kadosh Baruch Hu is precise in the way he personalized, the way he handles each person. And matzah, number one, matzah also, the fact that why are we memorializing the fact that we had to rush out of Mitzrayim so quickly that we didn't have a chance for the dough to rise? Like, okay, That's like a, you know, an interesting, you know, historical curiosity. Why does it really matter? So number one, it also speaks to that precision, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu handles things, like the matzah, but not just per person, but per mo, per time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, executes exactly the way he intends. We spoke about last time, Ashal, the young women that he met when he was looking for Shmuel HaNavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Shaul's malchus would begin at exactly the moment that it was intended to begin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu handles us with precision and laser focus, hashkacha pratis. Then Reb Chaim Friedlander had suggested that matzah specifically captures this pisomius, this the suddenness, the in the moment. It's the mahalach al tivi. It's the supernatural. That's the hanhaga. It highlights the hanhaga nisus. So unlike, this wasn't a process. It had been processed in the past, but the fact that matzah is gigorshu mitzrayim, we were like chased out of Mitzrayim. In other words, the actual tzias Mitzrayim was not a process. Actually, Mitzrayim was 1 minute we're here, the next minute we're gone, and that was meant to highlight the hanhaga nisus. And now we're ready to come back to the question we had raised before, and we'll wrap up his shtickle with this, which is, so why aren't chametz and matzah hand in hand? Why is it chametz is usher for 7 days, matzah is only a chiyuv the first night? And I think some of us also have experienced, maybe, if we can make this, you know, a little less abstract. You know, sometimes you build up to a climax. Like you think about in Elul and Tishrei, so we build up to a climax. Now you have Elul already, there's certain hanhagas, and the last week or two of Elul is Slichas, and then Rosh Hashanah, then there's Mitzvah, then you build Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Sichas Torah, pow. Now you build to a crescendo. But Pesach is sort of inverts that. Like the first night is a big deal, or Chutzar, the first 2 nights are a big deal. And already, sometimes chutzar, I feel like the second night is not as exciting as the first night. And then, you know, the yontif sort of moves on. But it sort of hangs. Like, we're not building. The first night was the matzah, and the mar, and the haggadah, and the arbakosis, and the seba. And then there's like an iser chametz. We're eating matzah, and I eat chametz, but there was like a funny, sort of like a funny dynamic. What are we supposed to do with that? That's not by accident, as he's pointing out. It's not just like the way we do it. As Chaim Friedlander pointed out, it's Pesukim Chumash. The Erev Tochul Matzah is the first night, but Shivas Yamim, Sarle Matzah Vatechem, all 7 days. Chametz is Asur. So what does that mean? So here, let's take a look. If you have the paper copies, it's page Shin Dalad Mem. The common convention is to write 344 as Shin Dalad Mem, rather than Shin Mem Dal, Shin Mem Dal Shmad. That's not a pleasant idea. People leave in the Jewish religion, so we usually change it like 272. We don't usually use Ra'av, which is famine, so usually it'll be Arev instead. Something sweet. Anyhow, so page Shin Dal Mem, 344, it's on the screen, or if you have the paper copies. It says, what's Takab Shat? In the matzah, the Isser Chametz and Mitzvah's matzah are not aligned. Ka'amur, Hakar nil medes mi ha-matzah hi piskas ha-emuna u-shleimusa. So Chaim Friedlander says, you know, matzah represents sort of like the peak of emuna, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Nisim Gluyim. Be'etzem ein teva klal. It's the awareness that really nature has no independent existence. Hakolu b'ritzon Hashem kol rega. Ultimately, everything is happening b'ritzon Hashem. The Chazon Ish at one point has a line that teva is haratzon hayoser ragel shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nature, science is God's usual will. It's all Rebbe Hashem's will. When things work naturally according to the laws of physics and chemistry, it's because that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to work. Occasionally he doesn't. We call that Nes Nigla. But fundamentally, Teva is also Ratzon Hashem. So that awareness, Ve'etzim Ein Teva Klal, HaKol Hu B'Ritzon Hashem Kol Rega, so Matzah captures, Nisim Gluyim capture that sort of peak. That peak. L'chein Kasher Nigashim So why do we start with the peak? Kasher nigashim la'avodas ha'emuna, when we enter into the working on emuna, our emuna, lishma noadu me'a Pesach, that is the primary purpose of Pesach, is it's an emuna workshop. Pesach is supposed to be a chance for us to grow our emuna. So mutelas al ha'adam ha'chova barishona, the first thing you got to do, levarer la'atzmos ha'ashkafa anachona ha'shlema, she'ele tzrichim lish'of la'agia. The first thing to do is to figure out what's the goal. What's the finish line? What's the mountain peak that I'm shooting for? Lichios alpia. I said, that's why we start. He says, from the after, the first night, the mitzvah to eat matzah. If we eat matzah thoughtfully, it's giving us a sense of a very high level of clarity and growth. And he quotes the Zohar. And helpfully, Zohar is written in Aramaic. He helpfully gives you in italics. He helpfully gives you a translation. Kadnafki is from Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people leave Mitzrayim, Lahavi Yadi, Ikra Veraz de Meimenusa. Kasso did not have the root, the core of Emuna, and the profundity of Emuna. Meimenusa is Emuna. Amar Kutcha Rikhir Malsham says, Yitamun Yisrael Asvasa. That the Jewish people have a taste of the cure, a taste of health, a taste of the medicine. Adi Echon Asvasada, is Chazilahon Michle Achra. And they won't have other food until they first eat this health food. Came into Achel Matzah. The asvasa lemeil aminda brother. One day is the matzah, which is the cure to learn to know emuna. So then you can move on to other things. What does that mean? Hamatzah he refula machlas choser emuna. Matzah is a prescription for someone who lacks emuna. And obviously, it doesn't mean it's not like hocus pocus. Not like, oh, just eat matzah and that magically makes you a mammon. You'll notice the very next verb that he uses. Kasher misbonanim be'es achilasa mahus asiyasa. If you just eat matzah mindlessly, you're mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, but it's not going to have, you know, impact on me as a person. But if when I eat matzah, I spend some time thinking, you're misbonain, you're focused, you're exploring in your mind, what? No one, as he said before, mahus asiyasa, how it's made, uvameshe hi ba'a, and what it is that's meant to remind me of. I think about how the matzah is made so rapidly. And that reminds me of the rapidity of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that was a rare moment that Kadosh Baruch Hu pulled the curtains aside and allowed us to see that he's always at work running the world on our behalf. So if I can spend some time thinking about that, you know, different families run the Seder in different ways. Certainly, you're not supposed to. Once you have the brachas on the matzah, unlike on a regular Shabbos where it's just a birkas hanenin, so once you swallow one little morsel of challah, you can talk as much as you like. But with matzah, there's also a bracha of alachilas matzah. So ideally, you're not going to speak until you're done eating the matzah. Ideally, sheba. Ideally, this may or may not happen at your family table now. But if it does not, this is something that can definitely happen at your table, Mitzvah Hashem, a couple of years from now when you're running a Seder around your table, is that no one speaks, ideally, from Alatilas Yadayim until after you're done with the Korech. Because Korech is another way of engaging Matzah and Morah. So post can write, ideally, that you want the Brach of Al-Khilas Matzah and the Brach of Al-Khilas Morah to extend to and to relate to even the Korech. So ideally, you give instructions before and after Maga is over. Everyone drinks a second kos, and then the Baal HaSeder or the Baal HaSeder's wife reminds everyone, take your kosas in. We're going to wash them off. We'll go to wash and you remind everyone now already of all the instructions. We're going to go to wash and then we're going to give that matzah. We're going to give that mar and korech, and we'll say zeichel nishke hillel perhaps after eating korech, and then you have like a good 5-10 minutes of just quiet eating, punctured only by you know, the Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz and the Al Achil Az Matzah, and then a few minutes later, the Al Achil Az Mar, the Ha'adam we already made earlier on the Karpas. So it's a, and there's, you know, there's some quiet handing around of Shiurim of Matzah and Shiurim of Mar, and a lot of munching. Hopefully people aren't, keep their lips shut when they eat, so it's polite for everyone else, and quiet. And all kidding aside, it's a chance for thoughtful eating. This is, he quoted this line from the Zohar that Matzah is asfasa. Asfasa de mehemenusa. The prescription for emuna. I think the more famous line that Sfarim quote is referring to the from the Zohar, referring to the matzah as nahama de mehemenusa. It's the bread of emuna, and we'll see hopefully later in the week when we start exploring some of the lumdus of Leil HaSeder, that even halachically, as well as he's pointed out in Hashkafa, matzah is a food that's meant to absorb ideas. You're mamish eating ideas. The both, we'll explore this more later in the week, Bli Neder, both from the point of view of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Magid, and from the point of view of the mitzvah of matzah, it's important that the matzah be uncovered on the table during Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's supposed to be lechem sha'onim olav dvarim habrit. Supposed to be bread over which you have said many words. Almost as though the matzah like absorbs the ideas and the stories and the conversations of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It absorbs that little bit of halal, that first pop of halal that you have at the end of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first two prakim. And then you talk about it, you know, they make you eat your words. So usually in English, eating your words is a very negative idiom. Right, it means you have to recognize the fact that you were wrong. But the Leil HaSeder, in a positive way, you're meant to eat your words. The matzah absorbs the ideas, and then you mamish, you're eating ideas. Just like when you have tefillin, you like take ideas and tie them to your body, tie them to your head and tie them to your arm. Leil HaSeder, you're eating ideas. The matzah is meant to, so to speak, absorb the conversation of Magid. And, as he's saying, the very matzah itself, the way matzah is made, reflects the pisomius, the suddenness of Nisim Gluyim. And the original story of matzah reflects that. And reflects the fact that was like a rare opportunity to see what's always the case, which is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always profoundly, deeply involved in our lives. So if I'm going to have an opportunity to quietly eat matzah and think about what I'm eating, not just gulp it down, but consider as I munch, consider as I chew what it is that this is meant to tell me, so mekablim is hariya habriya hanachona. That helps me to develop a healthy, accurate look, a healthy, accurate perspective. Shekal ma'ashinir l'chor kemisneheg me'elav, when things look like they're just happy on their own, even when things are happening naturally, not just when there are obvious miracles, even when things are happening naturally, it is natural, and nature is not as opposed to Ribbono Shel'olam. Nature is a Kadosh Baruch Hu at work. Nature usually happens because that's what God usually wants to happen. And he says this idea, this is heavy stuff. This is powerful stuff, and this is accessible stuff. You and I can have this experience in less than a week and a half if we're thinking things through. In a week and a half from now, we'll sit down Leil HaSeder, you think about the matzah, and that's what we're preparing in advance. So we'll come to Achilas Matzah ready to really to digest not just the flour and the water, but the ideas. And then he says, you know what this gives you? This is mamish. Wow, this is a lot. Ha-hashkafa mizbareres machilas ha-matzah. This sort of hashkafa that flows from eating matzah, that I clarify my own mind, I go through the physical act of matzah together with the mental and emotional, intellectual, what's going on, panemius is going on inside. This is hashi. That is the summit. That's the high point of shleimus ha-emunah. to be able to live, we can say the words, we can read the words from Sif Seichaim, but to actually operate like this, like to operate on a day-to-day basis with a recognition that you're going through things that are working out well and things that are frustrating, and to be able to operate on a day-to-day basis saying, yeah, you know, this is frustrating and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in my life. That's a high madriga. Don't beat yourself up. You know, don't put yourself down. I can't believe I'm not here yet. This is a major madriga to reach. But he says, so this is a major madriga. This is the summit. That's the top of the mountain. Aleinu, and then now he gives us Rabosai. He's going to circle back to the question of matzahs one night, Isser Chametz is 7 days, with an idea that's relevant here and is also, but it's an application of a general yisod in terms of personal growth, not just on Pesach. He says, yeah, we start with looking at the mountaintop. Aleinu lahavin zos b'sichleinu, we want to already have this in my head, b'tchilas avoda. From the very beginning of the avoda, I should know in my head where I want to get to. I should know in my head what the finish line looks like. And I approach the mountain. So Everest is pretty rare. But let's say something a little more doable. No, not even Denali. Right? But you're going to, you know, Mitzvah Chol Moed comes around. Hope the weather allows for some solid hiking. Right? So they're right within easy driving distance of here. There's amazing hiking. Go up past Cold Spring, New York. Go to Breakneck Ridge. You could go along the state line between Rockland County and Bergen. Loads of great mountain climbing. Right? See, you pull up at the trailhead and you look up, and you see the summit. You might not get there for an hour and a half, but you see, you're not there yet. You're not experiencing the summit when you get out of the car, when you're at the trailhead, but you do look up and see where you want to get to. So he says, I don't show up to Pesach feeling necessarily this incredible madrega of emuna, but at least I'm koveh in my head, that's where I want to be. I know in my brain, this makes sense. I know in my brain, I ought to be, I'm not yet up, I believe this in principle. I'm feeling my kishkas, but l'haven zos b'sichleinu. In my brain, at least, I know from the beginning of the avoda of Pesach, that this is where I want to reach, and that's where the very first night you start with matzah. The very first night you start with the finish line. Kedei l'sh'ofla amol b'hadraga. If I start by identifying the peak of the mountain, so then I have she'ifas. Then I have amelus. I'll be sho'ef and amel. I'll be yearning and aspiring, and that's l'sh'of. And I'll be la'amol. I'll be working hard, b'hadraga, step by step. Hadraga means gradually, not jumping madrigas. Jumping madrigas rarely lasts. The goal is not to have a brief flash in the pan, a wonderful moment of inspiration. The goal is years and decades of solid, stable, increasingly growing, increasingly deepening relationship with the Rebbe Shlomo. So the key to long-term sustainable growth is hadraga, is step by step. But I'm going to have an aspiration, and I'm going to be working on step by step by step getting to the top, just like mountain climbing. And if you try to scale, sometimes you get to. Sometimes you're going up. If you have a trail up a steep side of the mountain, there'll be switchbacks. I don't know how many hikers we have here. But switchbacks are when it like zigzags back and forth. So sometimes you have that guy who's like, why are we zigzagging back and forth? It just goes straight up. I could save so much time. Yeah, you could save so much time if you go straight up. You could save so much time, or you could slip and fall down. So if you zigzag and you go up Mimela, it's a little slower. It's more gradual, and you're more likely to keep going step after step after step, or the classic muscle of the ladder. Now, you try to take a ladder 3 rungs at a time, 2 rungs at a time, you're likely to end up at the bottom. If you go up one rung at a time, you slow and steady, and you can get to the top over time. You rise a lot. So you'll be showing, but you could start with a picture in your mind with noticing that's the summit. That's the mountaintop. It's going to take me time to get there. It'll take me an hour or two to hike there. It could take me years moving from mountain climbing to emunah growing. It could take me years, and certainly a week, of growth over Pesach, and 7 weeks of growth over Sfirah Somer. It'll take me years of growth as a person, going through repeated cycles of one Pesach after another Pesach, after another Pesach, every time I grow a little bit more, every time I grow a little bit more. You have a sense of where you want to get to, even within a Yom Tov. You start with the top. You start by noticing the top. So we start with noticing in our seichel, knowing in our head where we want to be, so that we can yearn, so that we can work to grow lichyos ima bilvavenu v'maaseinu. Not only to know in our heads, yeah, that's what I believe, but to feel in your kishkas, and here the proof is when the rubber hits the road. Am I actually acting that way? Am I living with emunah? Am I reacting to things in a way that's inspired by my emunah? Am I able to handle frustrations in a different way? Am I able to handle people in a different way? Because my emunah is deep. So that's going to take time. It's easy to say, I know in my head, yeah, I believe, and I do believe, not fake, real. I believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, yeah. But it's a lot easier to know what the Sfarim call emunah sichlis, emunah of the seichel, as opposed to emunah chushis, ches vav shin yod tav, emunah that you feel, that takes a lot of growth. It doesn't mean if you have just emunah sichlis but not chushis, it doesn't mean your emunah sichlis is fake. It's real, but it's real. It's limited. I need to grow more. So he says you start by just at least noticing the peak. Ulam kevin she'ein be'efshar u'seinu la'hachazik be'piska azu b'chol ma'aseinu b'tchila sa'avodim ya'ar l'tamin. He says it's not reasonable to think that I could hold on to that peak fully in all my actions as soon as I start working on my emunah. It takes time to grow into this in a durable way. So that's why Achilles Matzah says, a chova only Laila Rishon. The chiv, it may be valid to eat matzah all Pesach long, but the chiv is just the first night. Get started, just identify where I want to get to, and then we go step by step. Then I work gradually through himanus me'achilas matzah, the hezbonus be'isuro, through chametz avoidance. That's a more that represents sort of like a more modest madrega. And his bonus be'isuro. Not only thinking about the pizza that you wish you could eat and the Krispy Kreme that you wish you can eat. You can think about that also if you want, but also. The mizbonin, like, okay, I wish I could have pizza, I'm not, and here's why. Because by avoiding pizza, and by avoiding Krispy Kreme, and by avoiding Intimate cookies, and by avoiding fill in the blank, your favorite challah, whatever it is, that's a reminder that teva, which is represented by chametz, hides what's really going on. Okay, l'hisragil b'mabat shalo ha-teva menigas ha-olam ala kol ratzon Hashem bilti emtza'i. Life is usually natural, but nature isn't actually in charge. Rebbe Shalom is in charge, and Rebbe Shalom is deciding that life should unfold naturally. And that's why Yisr Chametz is Shiva Yamim, and that's why I have 7 days of Yisr Chametz. Kei leknos b'shlavim es ha'akara ha'nachona b'shilton Hashem levada b'briya. You have a week, not just a quick pop, but a whole week of Chametz avoidance is a whole week of opportunities to gradually absorb the idea that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. Ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Adei ha'avodah ha'masis, b'shivas yimei Pesach, through the physical activity of avoiding anything which has chametz, eating Pesach tikka foods, shehem sibuv, shavui klal, you have one full weekly cycle, nashrish b'levavenu l'cholim os hashana, that helps us to install, to root within our hearts and minds for an entire year, shakola kore imanu b'cholsha hu pu'ulas Hashem levado. This very true and acquirable perspective that what happens in all situations is ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it. I think this gives us a whole other perspective on chametz and matzah. It also is an example of having perspective on mitzvos. It's like a whole new level of living in general. Like not just being focused on, I have to do this, I can't do that. Of course, to have diktuk b'halacha, pashut. But to add a whole new layer of depth, it's not just, oh, I have to do this, I can't do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do this and not do that because they're like deep ideas. There's a lot of sophisticated thinking that's going on here. And sophisticated thinking that the mitzvahs invite us to. And the mitzvahs give us a chance, like we've seen in Sefer HaChinuch, you know, we could talk about sophisticated ideas, but then they're here today, gone tomorrow. But if you act on them, if you have physical actions, acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachon ha-avavos, ha-adam nifal kefi pu'ulosav. If we're engaged in repeated physical action, whether it's eating matzah or avoiding chametz, over time that really drives in the ideas. And to also, aside from the specific hashkafic content of thinking about the themes of chametz and matzah, and aside from like the example that he just gave us, the model that he just gave us of like what it means to keep mitzvahs in a thoughtful, intellectually sophisticated way, hashkafically sophisticated way. Also, this sort of this basic idea that he gave us in terms of growth, I think very, very important for all year round, to not go to either extreme. Like to recognize, like you want to identify big aspirational goals for yourself, and then to have the patience with yourself to say it's going to take me time to get there. I can know in my head, you know, that's the right thing to do, but to feel in my kishkas is going to take time. And to therefore not make either extreme mistake. Not to, on the one hand, say, I have to get there right away, you know, and rush, and try to skip steps. And on the other hand, not to just say, oh, you know, it's a nice idea, it's out there, but I'm never going to get there. As Rabbi Tarfon says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Lo alecha ha-melacha l'gmar, v'yetar ha-shar li'batel hamena. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily expect you to complete everything, but it also doesn't mean things aren't going to happen tomorrow. But it also doesn't mean, therefore, I should yeter ashar libatel hamena. I can say, oh, I'm not going to get there tomorrow anyways. I'm never going to finish this. I shouldn't even try. No. You identify the mountaintop. You identify where it is that you're climbing. And then you start gradually and consistently climbing. And then you get a lot farther up the mountain than you would have thought possible. But you have to trust in yourself. You have to trust in Baruch Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations for us in terms of growth in Hashkafa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expectations for us in terms of what we were talking about earlier today, in terms of emotional health. And lots of things are processes. So, as he was saying, growth, it's not only true that Teva around us is a process. Our own growth is also a process. There are going to be matzah moments. You have that great meal, you have that Leil HaSeder, and you see, wow, this is where I could be. And we all have inspirational moments. Maybe we're listening to an inspirational podcast. And I don't just mean that as a joke. Or maybe I met an amazing person. Or I saw someone else do something really remarkable. Like, wow, that would look really, like, there are really great people on this planet. I could be like them. And maybe we had an encounter where we felt particularly close to Rebbe Shlom. It might be Leil HaSeder, or it might have been something totally different. But I felt taken care of. Or I was just like, I was taken by the beauty of the Bria. Whether it was a great sunrise, or a beautiful wild bird, or it was the mathematical elegance of advanced quantum field theory. Whatever it is that inspired you to say, wow, like Kadosh Baruch Hu create a beautiful world, beautifully. Whatever it is that inspires me to want to be more. So good. So now take the inspiration and go step by step. You have your matzah moment. You have your mitzvah achilas matzah the first night. Then you have a whole week of process of Yisur Chametz, of the less dramatic But over time, that's really how you build yourself.